Hey yo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host Jack, and with me today we have got
Stephanie. Hi.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest, I almost said Steph by accident in my intro.
I wouldn't have been that upset, honestly. You could have introduced me. I would have been like, yeah.
I ran through the intro with you and then I immediately hit record. And so it was still so fresh in my brain. Oh yeah, we have had you on the show before.
Yes, a returning returning guest, if you will.
It's a good time, yeah. And you do Locus, all the Locus stuff.
Yeah. I hold a couple different positions, but I am the Locus 2 off-campus advisor.
Awesome. Sweet, yeah. I've had a habit lately of, like, seeing someone in person and then being like, I should have him on the show next week. That is exactly what happened.
You know what? Sweet. That's totally fair.
Yeah, we had Hawk Weekend.
That we did. That was a fun time.
It was, yeah. And then we did just like a fun, kind of spontaneous, like, group hangout after.
Yeah, a lot of the different house councils and like, you know, staff teams tend to go out after Hawk Weekend and just have a chance for them to hang out without the students. So it was nice that we got Locust together for a little bit and
yeah, it was
got some food nice and
yeah. It was fun. I do have, literally right off the bat, I have a story, and this happened to me about 5 minutes ago.
Oh?
Like, very, very recent. And I had, like, I had to talk about a similar thing later on, but, so, due to your suggestion, I got the app Hinge.
Finally, there you go.
And I like it, and I wrote down to talk about it at some point, because I found it really confusing at first, and I had a hard time getting the hang of it.
It's slightly different than, like, Tinder and Bumble.
Because but you like individual parts.
Yeah.
And so, literally, I'm sitting here. I'm just waiting. I got here, like, 5 minutes early. I filled my water bottle. I was sitting on my phone, and I was scrolling through Hinge. And who pops up? Steph, 20.
3 for 3, honestly. Like,
it was perfect timing. It was hilarious, because you said that's the one you use the most. I knew at some point I would see you on there.
Guaranteed,
but just the fact that it was 5 minutes ago, was fantastic.
See, I had a very fun time with dating apps. I've never been one for dating apps. Like, it wasn't my thing. But when I turned 18, my friends were like, download Tinder. Come on, like, let's do it. So we, like, projected my phone onto the screen and, like, worked through building a profile together and then just started swiping as a group. It was very fun. And then, like, the next day, we did the same thing with Bumble. And it wasn't until, like, this year where I finally got, like, Hinge. I was like, this is very different than the others, but it's become a very big thing to, like, hand my phone off to someone and just say, like, swipe through. I want to see what your opinion is on people. Because people have a very different, like, type than I do. So I go, really? You're going to swipe on that person? And they're like, yeah, why not? And I go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I love it because it's like you have to condense your entire personality into, like, a handful of photos and, like, three sentences. And so I love just seeing how different people do it.
Yeah.
And but yeah, because I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that on Hinge you're not liking the whole profile.
You're only liking
an individual part. And, like, I was Googling it and I was like, is there a way to like the entire profile? And so I just go, like, first photo if I'm not, if there's not a specific thing I'm replying to.
I usually go first photo too, or if there's, like, one that I really, really like where I'm like, oh, you know, like, you look fun, or like, I like your style in this photo, that's the one I'll pick.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do like the prompts a lot, because it's another thing for me to just make a joke out of and not take seriously at all.
One of my favorite moments is with the voice prompts. I was scrolling through one time and I decided to click on a voice prompt that was, it was some random prompt, but they basically said, here's some background music for while you're scrolling, and it was Careless Whisper. So I turned it on and I let it play and I was just scrolling through the profile with Careless Whisper in the background. I was like, you know what? I like this.
That's good. That is smart. Yeah. And you get, like, you don't get many likes on Hinge. just with like the base thing.
Yeah, it's kind of limited, but I kind of like that because then it's not just people going, you know, right nonstop and just getting whoever. I think it's like you actually get to pick and choose who you like. Yeah. And then the nice part about Hinge compared to like the other ones is they have the little like liked section where you see like people who like you. So you can, instead of scrolling through all the profiles, you can just go through the ones that like you and you're like, do I want to match with this person or do I not? So.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a fun app. Most of my photos on my profiles are of the place that we went as a locust group the other night.
Right.
That's where I made my first accounts. And so my friend was just like, just take a photo.
Just take a photo there. Exactly.
That was it. Of course. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I say this almost every episode, but I always have like my second monitor open with just like stuff and I get so distracted just looking over at it.
I intentionally made sure I had one like window pulled up because I knew for a fact that if I didn't, I would just like start drifting to my second monitor and I'd be like, what do I want to look at? You know, do I want to try and find something? Do I want to pull up a game? I don't know. I'm easily distracted, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
Oh, I feel like photos are the worst part of these profiles. Because I don't know about you, but I don't take a lot of photos myself. And then my friends don't take pictures either. Like, that's not their dynamic. Mm-hmm. So when I first went to make one of my profiles, I was like, what photos do I use? Because I don't want to use like just selfies. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten into a nice little like routine of like almost like self-care. It feels like of like, I'm going to dress up. I'm going to make myself look cute. And I'm just going to have like a mini photo shoot in my room sort of thing. Because I have like a bunch of decorations up and I get my lights going, my little like nano leaf triangle lights. And I'm like, yeah, there's just like a vibe. Like, let's take some pictures.
But I had to take a headshot for something and it is on my Hinge one, but it's like a little further down because it just felt really formal because it was like a headshot. So it was like at the shoulders, just this little square. But yeah, a lot of like my style just drastically changed when I got to second year and I actually like moved away. And so like all the photos I have are of me like last year where I'm like no beard, short hair, just like such a weird style. I used to do when I was in grade 9, my go-to style every day was I wore a button-up shirt that I buttoned to the top and I tucked that in to a pair of jeans and then I wore dress shoes and that was my actual style. And you know what? I weirdly didn't get bullied in high school.
I had people in high school, they were very smart kids. And for some reason, they decided that like their fashion was going to be a 3-piece suit and dress shoes every single day. And they would just cycle through these suits. And I'm like, why are you wearing like a full like blazer and everything to school, right? Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then eventually, like over the 4 years of high school, that very gradually went down, and then I got my like jean jacket in grade 11, that I like the one that I still have is when I was like, this is when my style takes the more casual turn. It was where I briefly mentioned it the other day, but I had been like thinking about getting one of those jackets, like a jean jacket, and I was at a store with a friend. And I saw one and it was on sale. And so I tried it on and I was like, I don't know about this jacket. And my friend kind of went like, Jack, look at the back of the jacket. And I looked at the back of the jacket and it had a huge Marvel logo across the back. And I immediately bought it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went through my jean jacket phase. I found like a really cheap one time. I was like, you know what? I want to be the person that like wears a jean jacket. But this was back like pretty early into high school and like, my fashion sense developed a little later in life. So I put as many like pins and patches and whatever I could find on my jean jacket. And at one point, like I probably could have covered the whole backside of the jean jacket. And nice. It was like heavy. It was like double the weight because of all these pins and patches. And one day I woke up and I looked at it and I went, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Like, why am I wearing this? So I did like a major overhaul of it. And I took off like the majority of it all and just hid them somewhere else. Because I was like, nice. Oh, these were not, these were not it.
Oh, yeah. I don't do pins because they just never stay on. But I have started doing patches. Mm. Okay, like they gave us some, like I'm a Radio Laurie manager, and they gave us like Radio Laurie logo patches.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, so that's on there, and it's it definitely is. Like, I gotta place it right and make sure it'll look good with everything else and leave room for other ones.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan of pins, and I found the same problem of like pins were starting to fall off. Mm. So I managed to get these like locking backs to pins, and it literally needs like almost like a screwdriver to open and close them. And it's very, very interesting because I've never had one fallen off yet, but they were such a pain to like take on and like switch out. So I've kind of stopped with like pins and patches, and instead I've moved to stickers.
Stickers. I'm starting to get into like laptop stickers. I'm starting to move into that.
I found a little like secret hack, at least for me, on my MacBook. I have like a case, and you can take on and off this like plastic, somewhat like transparent case. Oh. So I put all the stickers behind it, but I don't actually like peel them off. So I just have like this array of probably like 50 stickers that I switch through, and it's everything from like different shows or things that I find cool. I have a whole bunch of like Laurier stickers.
Nice.
And for a while I was adding in like different like memorabilia things. I had like Spotify codes on there that people could like actually scan on the laptop, and it would bring it to like a song or an album that I liked. And like tickets to when I went to Paris, and we went to like the Chateau of Versailles. They had like tickets with like pictures inside of Versailles. And I had those in there. I was like, oh, it was so fun. I had a great time with it.
Nice. I grabbed at Hawk Weekend. They had like Arts Council stickers.
I sat on
Arts Council. That's how.
Yeah.
I met you. And I like how they look. They have like a cool like 60s design.
Yeah. Like, there's the one that you have is based off of the Powerpuff Girls.
That's what it was. I couldn't.
And then they made a second set, which was based off of Rugrats. I also have stickers from it. And I put them on my like neon hat that I was wearing at Hawk. It's in like every single photo. But the stickers that I found, like I wanted to get proper ones, but I didn't want to take them away from like any students, because I was going like throughout the day. I was like, oh, I don't know if they still have any extras. These were found on like the back of the lecture hall seats, and I was like, I can't leave that there. So I peeled them off, and I was like, now I have like two peeled stickers that I don't know what to do with. So I put them on my hat, and I've yet to take them off. It's one of my many hats that I gained this weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, we speaking of like the Spotify codes, we briefly talked about on our group hangout the day, like tattoos, and I mentioned that I eventually want to get a full sleeve, and I really want to just hide somewhere in my sleeve the Spotify code for Never Gonna Give You Up.
I knew you were gonna say that it's the second dream. You started talking about hiding
it's my dream, and I'm gonna do it someday. I would
I remember last 100%. Year when we were on arts, you put Never Gonna Give You Up time in our massive playlist. And this playlist, by the end of it, probably had like a good like 200-300 songs.
Yeah, it's huge.
And I just remember that you had like the Zoom background ready to go for when it eventually did play. You were just going to switch it over.
I was so ready.
Me and Morgan kept talking about that after the meetings every time. We were laughing.
It was like one of the last meetings too.
Yeah.
Finally played. I was so happy. So we can jump into the first game of the episode.
Hit me. Yeah.
So this game, so on our hangout, you all trusted me to take you to a new bar I had just learned about.
Yes.
So this game, I'm going to describe a bar, and it either exists or I made it up. And it's weird. It's weird. That's the point of it.
Okay. So, and these are like any bars in the world, like, sort of thing? Or is...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Most of them are in America, because I could only find, like, weird bars in America lists.
Right.
But... So, yeah. So, this first bar, we're starting off weird. This first bar is entirely devoted to Depeche Mode.
I feel like it's so niche, it's gotta be a real one, right? Like,
I'll tell you, it is real. It is called the DM Bar. It's in Estonia.
Oh.
Estonia. Okay. I just kind of realized that. I feel like Estonia is a strange place to have a Depeche Mode bar.
A little.
Estonia. Because, yeah, like, I had the same thought of, like, it feels like too niche of a band to have their own bar, but that's exactly why they have their own bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm now just realizing how, I guess they're kind of close to, is Depeche Mode British? Oh, now I'm Googling Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode. They are British. I thought so. So yeah,
but Depeche, it's not Mode, where they were formed, was it?
I don't, not in Estonia, no. They're English, so I assume Britain, but it's weird. Well,
it's just such an oddball spot for it.
Exactly. Yeah. So next one, this bar is set in the Mario universe, like Nintendo, all that stuff. And every one of the bar's characters, and they do not break character for any reason.
See, now I don't know if that's, I'm not sure if that's real. I hope it's real. Like, I really want to go if it is. I've heard about, like, it sounds awful, but, like, gamer bars, where, like, the bar is based on, like, a whole bunch of video game characters. Oh. I don't know if Nintendo would allow it to be, like, exclusively Nintendo. But I'm going to say it's real.
This one is fake. I did make this one up. I'm sure a Mario bar. Yeah, I'm sure there's a bar like it that exists somewhere, but I just like the idea of one where they refuse to break character. And I saw in my head someone, like, choking on food and, like, a Dr. Mario runs out, I guess, of the Heimlich. And I love the idea of they're keeping up, like, the fake Italian accents the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, totally made that one up.
you gotta start that. You absolutely need to open one.
I want to now, of course. So next one, this is a Christmas-themed bar, and it's Christmas-themed year-round.
See, I want to say it's real. I don't know how many, like, holiday drinks there are, but for some reason I feel like there would be enough. There's... like a Christmas store that I know is open year round, and it's like the length of like 3 or 4 like football fields, and I've been there. I think it's called Frankenmuth.
Yes, that's where it is.
And it's crazy going there. So for some reason, I feel like it would be in like that same area. I'm gonna go with real.
It is real. It is called Lala's, but it's actually in Austin, Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm coughing a lot. I got like. Yeah, it's in Texas. I know, but I know what store you're talking about. So I haven't been there, but a couple years ago, my mom and my sister went there for like a few days, Frankenmuth, and they went to the Christmas store. And I remembered that store because like they went there, bought some Christmas stuff, went to like a cafe, left their Christmas stuff at the cafe by accident, just like left their bag sitting there. They realized it when they got home, called the cafe, and they mailed it to us.
Really?
Like, they saw it, grabbed it, and we were like, that's really good. Like, well done, random cafe.
Good customer service, honestly. Yeah,
of course. I leave food a lot in restaurants. I do it a lot where, like, I'll get, like, a to-go box for food that I haven't finished, and I just will not grab it on the way out.
We were talking about this, actually.
Yeah.
At the restaurant, and apparently that's like a very common thing for servers in general. Like, it happens like once a shift sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've definitely done it before.
I think I did it at the restaurant that we went to.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that I did it at Morty's once. like months ago. Not
I was going to say, not this time. No. You didn't have a box this time.
No, a while ago. But yeah.
I'll like ask for a takeout box, and then like as I'm packing it up, I'm like, I'm not actually gonna eat this, am I? Yeah. Like, why bring it home, sort of thing, if I'm just gonna throw it out
every time? Yeah, I just feel bad.
Yeah,
when they're like, do I take a box? And I'm like, sure, I'll take a takeout box.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. So this next bar, this bar doubles as a laundromat.
That's such a weird combo. A laundromat. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's not real. I really want to say it's not real, but it's just such a weird combo that I, some part of me thinks it might be.
Well, it is entirely real. It's called the Laundromat Bar. It is in Iceland. I don't really see like an explanation as to why it exists. I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just like, just socialize while you do laundry and drink. Yeah. Shout out to Iceland.
So I feel like, I don't know about you, but I don't tend to do my laundry like at reasonable times. It's usually like,
yeah,
maybe like a Sunday at like 2 p.m. or like Wednesday at like 10. Like, I feel like I wouldn't want to be drinking while doing laundry.
Yeah. I would be worried that I would forget my clothes. It would mean that I would just keep drinking and I would forget that I went there to do laundry.
Yeah.
It's fun. Next bar is entirely Clifford the Big Red Dog themed.
It's not real. I don't want it to be real. Yeah. I want that to be something you made, and I want to see it happen one day.
You are correct. I did totally make that up. I was thinking, like, what's one of the most obscure things I could have a bar themed as? And that's what I thought of, was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
See, I feel like it could work, though. Like, if you had, like, couches or, like, booths that were designed to be, like, Clifford himself, you know? Like, I feel like it could work.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Wow.
Gotta get a patent on that.
Yeah, I remember they did, like, after Clifford got like, was like, I was gonna say like get big, but I mean like the show got big, like once like it blew up, they then made one about like him as a puppy, and the whole point of the show is that he's really small. I remember just being really confused by the sudden 180 on Clifford.
Yeah.
This next one is only for people born on February 29th.
I feel like that's a very niche market. Like, I feel like that's
a good point.
Not
yeah.
a lot of people that would go there.
Yeah.
But some part of me thinks that also, if it's like February 29th and everyone comes in like on their birthday sort of thing, once every four years, it's just open bar, no price tag, so long as you have like the ID to prove it. So I'm gonna go with real.
I actually made this one up.
What?
Yeah. Once again, I like the idea of having a bar only for like a certain group of people, but it's such like a niche group. That it's like, how are they going to get customers? I thought about also like left-handed people, a bar only like for left-handed people.
Left-handed people is harder to keep track of because it's 10%.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But I feel like February 29th is kind of cool though. I feel like if I had a birthday on February 29th, like I would go. I would make a whole like vacation out of it solely so that I could go to this bar.
Yeah. I feel like if it were real, you'd have people getting a different kind of fake ID that has their birthday February 29th.
Fakes their birthday.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
But I feel like it could work so long as like once every 4 years, the people who are born on February 29th, it's like a free bar, unlimited bar. Like you go in and it's a party sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. What if they don't let you in until it's your 19th leap year birthday?
Whoa.
You're just shrinking the group that can that could join.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, last one. This is a bar inside of a chandelier.
Inside of a chandelier.
Yes.
Is it hanging from the ceiling?
It is hanging from the ceiling. Or is it? Oh, because it could be fake.
I really hope it's fake, because that just sounds like terrifying. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how you would get up to the chandelier. I don't know how a chandelier and room is big enough to be inside of a chandelier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with fake. But if you tell me it's real, I want to know where it's from.
It is entirely real. And it is located in Vegas.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. No, Never mind. Yeah, I take back every single thing I ever said.
So it's like, I don't even know how I would describe it. It's a chandelier. I guess it's more like balconies, maybe. So, and I have like a breakdown of the levels. Bottom of the chandelier, a high energy spot in the middle of it all that transcends the notion of the classic casino lounge. Ooh, exciting. Hmm. Level 1.5. Level 1.5, that's what it says. With every detail carefully considered, this sophisticated sanctuary offers fine, handcrafted cocktails for the true experience seeker. Wow. Exciting. And
I still can't get over 1.5. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
I don't. And then level 2, an inviting lounge that showcases the splendor of the chandelier, giving guests a glimpse into the mystique and magic of the world within. Oh my god. I just noticed that the levels have different hours.
So what, you just like slowly climb the chandelier throughout the night?
Yeah, I guess so. They have signature drinks, whiskey business. I like that. Finishing school. We're all mad here. I'm still pretty confused.
There's a lot going on at this bar. And I'm not entirely sure what's happening, but it's also in Vegas. So you know what? Of course, it's pretty on brand.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, Vegas. I've not been to Vegas, but my parents love Vegas.
It is on my bucket list at some point to go to Vegas, because I've heard so much about it. But I feel like you have to go to Vegas with like a very niche group of people, right? Because otherwise it's not fun. But I feel like everyone needs to be on board with like what's happening. Because if I say, hey, let's go to the chandelier bar, are people going to know what I'm talking about? Are people going to want to go?
Yeah, you need to like show them the website before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta have like a whole itinerary.
Yeah. Last week on the show, I went through with the guest the entire itinerary of like the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruise hotel.
The Disney one?
Yeah. And it is a lot.
There's and it was so just much.
Crazy. And it's like $600 per person per night.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so much money.
I don't like admitting this all the time because I get called a Disney adult, but I'm a very big Disney fan. In the sense of like I know a lot of like the little details and some of the more like obscure things. Mm-hmm. So I knew about this hotel that was popping up and I've been like looking into it, and it seems like such a waste of money because it's only two nights.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Only two nights. That's and then you get kicked out. And it doesn't actually do a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. It's a very like strict itinerary.
Yeah.
That you have to follow.
And the way it takes you into the park is in these like vans. They're like vans, it's whereas like normally shuttles. Yeah. So normally if you go to Disney, you take one of like kind of three transportations. It's either by boat, by the monorail, which is kind of like a big train in the sky, and by bus, right? You take the bus and it'll go to the different areas. Mm-hmm. But this is like a black tinted windows, like shuttle van. And it's very sketchy, but it's a part of the experience, I guess. So
it's like have you seen a Squid Game?
Yeah.
Where they like knock them out when they go in the van, and then they wake you up in the space station.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I just remembered that I've entered Disney by boat before.
Yeah.
I've taken the boat route. When I was like 5, we went, and my grandparents used to go to Florida like every winter in their RV, and we stayed at like the campground resort. And you go in by boat that way. Mm-hmm. I remember that's the beach where someone got attacked by an alligator a few years ago. And my mom...
I remember this story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom saw it and she was like, guys, you swam at that beach when we were there. And my mom was terrified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That story was really heartbreaking. But I remember mm-hmm. reading it and I was like, that's a 2-year-old that you kind of let on the beach sort of thing.
Exactly.
But the way that Disney handled it after was they removed every single alligator in the park.
Wow.
And I was like, you're kidding, right? Because, like, you have to think there was on the Jungle Cruise, they had a joke about the alligators, about how, like, mm-hmm. one of them was named Ginger and Ginger snaps.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was kind of their joke. And then mm-hmm. For, like, the parades and the ride mm-hmm. With Peter Pan, there's, like, the TikTok, like, alligator. They took it out. And we're like...
A very crucial part of the Peter Pan story.
Exactly. You know, the whole thing is that Captain Hook is being chased by this alligator. Yeah. And they just got rid of it. And it took them easily, like, over a year before they put it uh-huh. back in. I think it's back now. But I was like, that seems like a very drastic response for, yes, an unfortunate story, but... Also, like, it's a part of the story, right?
Wow. Ugh, that's funny. Mm. Have you seen this last couple of days? Do you follow, like, Spotted at Laurier, the Twitter account?
A little bit. I'm not, like, dedicated to it, but I do check it every once in a while.
Have you seen, it's hilarious, have you seen what's been happening on the account?
No.
So someone submitted a tweet. And it just got a bunch of hilarious backlash. And, like, the responses are fantastic. So someone tweeted out and I'll read the tweet. It said, if you're not a business or economics student, don't study in Laz. If you're not an art student, don't study in Peters. If you're not a science student, don't study in the science building. And people were immediately like, no, that's not how they work. And there were great, like, all the responses are like, wait, you guys are studying? Or there were a few people like, I graduated from Laurier 5 years ago. I'm going to go study at Laz.
Yeah.
It was great. And it was just so funny.
I actually don't know how I feel about that. Some part of me is also like, yeah, like, try and stay within your own faculty so that way those who are, like, looking for 10, 20 minutes between classes can have a spot to sit. Mm-hmm. But also, I come from the Faculty of Music, and we have our own, like, private study spaces, but they're not in these big, like, solarium atriums, like, super bright. Yeah. So we always have to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I remember in first year, I used to study a lot in the solarium, which is like right next to the concourse between the Faculty of Music. Mm-hmm. It's so warm in there because it's basically a greenhouse. And I spent a lot of time in there, but they had it closed for a while because it was some sort of COVID not allowed / used as some sort of like... Mm-hmm. facility. I am not entirely sure, but I know I wasn't allowed in it, so I used to go, I could go study in, you know, the science atrium, but it was always full. And I was like, I could go study in, like, arts, always full.
Yeah.
I was like, I really don't want to, no offense, but like, I really don't want to walk across the road to Laz, because Laz is a lot of business students, and they don't tend to enjoy other people there.
It's funny because one of my business courses one of my required business courses is literally right off of the arts atrium. And so I go through the whole arts building and I see all the people and I do a right turn.
Last semester, because I was actually in person last semester because my program is very small it's kind of required to be in person with music therapy. So they had us socially distance. We're only 19 people in the program. And mm-hmm. they socially distanced us in like some pretty massive lecture halls. So I had a class in the music building. I had a class in science. I had a class in like Bricker Academic. Like we were all nice. Over the place with 19 people and that was it. And I was like, I feel like at this point they're going to put us in Laz, like,
yeah, like the
1001 or something, yeah. like the massive lecture hall.
Oh, man.
yeah.
I'm still getting used to, like, this last week, I had my first class in a lecture hall. And I was still getting used to it because it's a lecture hall. It's on the third floor of Laz. Oh. And so it was very confusing to me. Going to like the corner of like the third floor and just walking into this big lecture room.
Right.
And I couldn't wrap my head around how the space fit inside of it.
Is that the one that's like almost like above Byte 75 sort of thing? Like it goes back towards.
Yeah.
I also it was mm-hmm. orientation week because the Locus yeah. off-campus advisors were meeting in Laz mm-hmm. to host like in-person spaces for those who are like on campus or about, but mm. to attend virtual events. And I remember it was like in Laz, and I spent probably like a good 15 minutes wandering around just trying to figure out like where I was yeah. going. Mm. And someone told me by the end of it, like I'd probably walked around this building like 3 or 4 times. Someone said it's this very small door.
Yeah,
that like when corner. You walk into it, it's mm-hmm. a corner door. And then when you walk in, the thing just yeah. goes massive. And you're like, mm-hmm. whoa, okay. yeah.
You should see like when a whole lecture of students are trying to leave and a whole new lecture of students are trying to enter. And so it's just like a big traffic jam of people. Did you ever that? This is a weird jump to make. Did you ever watch Doctor Who?
I watched bits and pieces. My best friend when mm-hmm. we were younger, that was their like go-to show. So mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of different seasons and a lot of different episodes, but I've never watched the entire show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a dream last night that I was in the show.
And it was, okay, but as like what character, like were you a character or were you
I was David Tennant's doctor. Like I was David oh. Tennant, but I remember okay. like I like it was me. Like it's I don't know how to describe it, but like you I was were... David Tennant. Was,
right, right.
It was scary, but I was also like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like this show. It's fun.
Yeah, I remember I've seen like some of the like really classic episodes. Like mm-hmm. I've seen some of the ones with like I've seen the Weeping Angels episode a couple yeah. different mm-hmm. times. And that's watched most was. Of like really?
Yeah, it was the Weeping Angels.
That's I feel like that's a spooky one. I've seen a couple mm. different ones. There was that. There's the one with I can't remember what they're called anymore. It's been so many years, but I keep thinking like droids, but they're not droids. They're the little robots.
The Daleks?
Yeah. Mm. So I've seen that one. I've seen yeah. the one with like I think it's the Silence.
Oh, the Silence. That's a good one.
Yeah, so yeah. I've seen a bunch of like random ones, and then I've seen most of like mm-hmm. Doctors like 10 and 11. Mm-hmm.
Like those ones, yeah. Yeah, The Silence is like, I just love like the concept of it. It's one of those episodes where it's like, that's smart. Good job. Good job for thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
It's mm-hmm. a very good show. I feel like I should try and one day like fully get mm-hmm. through it and watch it all, but. Mm-hmm. Instead, I ended up, back at the time, I got really hooked on Supernatural.
Ooh.
And I, nice. In the span, sometimes I get, like, very invested in mm-hmm. a show, and I'll watch all the seasons, like, as quick as possible. I got through, like, 14 seasons of Supernatural in, wow. like, probably just over a year. Awesome. And I did the same thing with Grey's Anatomy during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, the first lockdown, I got through mm-hmm. seasons, like, 1 to, like, 13, I think, was the last one on Netflix in like
nice.
6 months. It was not healthy.
Yeah. For me, it was Community and then New Girl were my Ooh. Quarantine binges.
Yeah. My roommate absolutely loves New Girl. And we tried to, mm-hmm. she tried to get me into it. And I kept trying to watch it, but mm-hmm. it, I just like, I I felt like I had to watch it with her sort of thing, and we're on very different schedules. So I've seen a couple episodes of each, and then still working on trying to eventually watch it all.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. So we can go right into the second game episode. So this game, I'm going to have to explain how this whole game works. So you also do Twitch streaming for
that
Locus.
I do.
And last time we were on the show, we played a gaming-related game. So this is like another gaming-related game.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So the way this game is going to work, it's all about speed runs.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to tell you, and I have like speedrun.com pulled up on my other monitor. I'm going to tell you a video game, and I'll give like the specifics, and you're guessing for the speed run time, for the fastest speed run time.
Okay.
And so I'll tell you like what the largest unit of time is, if it's minutes or hours.
Right.
And you're going to guess all the way down to seconds. But if you guess, like if you guess in the, like in the minute, I'll give you the point.
Oh no. I feel like I've seen a good amount of like speed runs, but I don't know if I know them like that accurately.
Oh yeah. All right. So we're going to start it off with, I got to like go through this site. Fine. We're going to start off with Minecraft. It's any percent, and it's a random seed. That helps. And the biggest unit is minutes.
I know it's minutes because I've seen little bits of this. I remember the whole like dream controversy where like he did a speed run and he got the world record or something. But then they like had this whole back and forth of like, did he cheat? And he said no. And there was like investigators involved. It was a whole thing. And I remember watching a really good documentary on it. I feel like it's, I know it's something very low minutes. I want to say it's 13. It's either 8 or 13, somewhere in that like ballpark. I'm going to go with 13 minutes and 46 seconds.
So you're actually pretty close.
Really?
It is 9 minutes and 23 seconds.
I knew I should have gone with eight. No. Eight felt closer, but
and yeah. It was a month ago, so nothing new.
Really?
Since then, yeah.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Next game you'll be going for is, I gotta pull it up on the site, and it's a slow website, and I'm pulling it up now. The next one is Super Mario 64. And it is on the N64. Specific 120 star. So I guess I think that's 100%. I'm not sure. The biggest unit is hours.
Hours?
And when I say hours, it could be 1 hour. Like I just mean hours is like the biggest unit.
Right. I feel like I've seen some Mario like 64 runs, but I don't know if I've ever seen them like done on the 64.
They're full of like, it's one of those games where they're full of like glitches.
Yeah. Like, I've seen some really cool like glitches. Same thing with like, I think it's Legend of Zelda, like Ocarina of Time or something has like some really crazy glitches. I want to go 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 32 seconds.
Not too far. It is 1 hour, 37 minutes, 50 seconds.
I just have a lot more faith in these people.
And it was actually set a week ago.
Really?
Wow. The difference between that one and the second time is 3 seconds.
Wow.
It's Mario 64. I keep meaning to play it because I got like the Switch bundle that came out last year.
Isn't it 64, like Sunshine and Galaxy or something?
Yeah, because I got it for Galaxy because I love Super Mario Galaxy. And
it's
all-time
favorites.
Yeah, I keep thinking like I gotta play through Sunshine and 64. But the next game is Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy.
I'm trying to remember this one. Because I feel like I'm also an avid like person who watches YouTube. And one of my favorite YouTube creators is Ludwig. And he recently has watched like a bunch of speedruns, and he watched a Getting Over It speedrun.
Nice.
So I feel like I've seen the record. I know what it's like, and it's crazy fast.
Exactly.
Is it in minutes?
Oh, yeah, it is in minutes. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I think it'd be funny to put me on the Locust Twitch just doing like a really difficult gaming challenge as someone who plays some video games, but I don't play enough to be really good at a gaming challenge.
Right. It'd be fun to do like a one-off stream. I've thought about that, of like what single player games do I have which might be like really fun to stream, sort of thing. I'm trying to remember. I feel like it's somewhere in the really low minutes. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. I want to go 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
You're very close. It is 1 minute and 1 second.
Really?
Yeah, which is fast. And like, literally, I'm scrolling down, and like every time, the next time down is like half a second difference. And it's just like that. And it was actually set a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's just like so fast with these, and so recent too.
Of course.
Because I feel like that game's like pretty old at this point. It's been out for a few years at least.
Yeah, it has. That's a good one. So the second one, not the second one, the next one is my personal favorite game of all time, is Portal 2.
I love Portal 2.
Love it.
I've played it through a couple different times, and it took me hours. It took me literal hours to get through it.
The two different options that it gave me was no SLA and SLA. I don't know what that means, but it's no SLA.
No SLA. Maybe it's like a no save sort of thing, or I don't know. I don't know if you're freezing on me. I would assume it would be in like...
I think I am a little bit. I think I'm...
Minutes. No, it's probably in like hours, right?
Yeah, I keep forgetting to tell you that part. Yeah, my Wi-Fi is slowing down a little bit. So we'll just barrel right through it. It is in... I'm still good. Do you still see me? It is in minutes. Minutes is the... biggest unit.
It's in minutes. It's got to be something like...
I might have lost it completely. Uh-oh. We're gonna see if my connection...
Are you back? Are you there?
I'm back.
I can hear you a little bit at least. There we go. Yeah, no.
I can...
It's in minutes.
There we go. I think we're good.
We gotta love Waterloo Internet. It's just exceptional. It really is.
Yeah. Grabbing my Ethernet cord.
Yeah.
Portal is. I think it's back pretty smoothly, actually.
Portal is one of my. Hey, there we go. Portal is one of my favorite games. I used to play it a lot when I was younger, but as like the co-op. As like the co-op mode instead of the single mode. If it's in minutes. I want to say it's like 46 minutes and like 34 seconds. These are just arbitrary numbers I'm pulling, but I'm really hoping it's close.
Sorry. Can you repeat your guess?
46 minutes and 34 seconds.
34 seconds. Once again, you're very close.
Ah.
It is 57 minutes, 42 seconds.
Ah. I feel like I gotta get within like the 10 minute.
Oh yeah, it's one of those
10 minute mark.
This is one of those games that is very difficult, but I just learning cool stuff. And I looked it up. No SLA. It says no save load abuse. Oh, I see. So you can't. I see. So I guess if people use like quick saves and quick loads to like get out of bounds, like no clip, stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Next speed run is, I'm just going to go down to the specifics now that my internet's back. It'll let me. The next one is Five Nights at Freddy's. The first game, any percent is what it says.
See, I know I've heard a lot about Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, which is the new one that came out. And that one just like wasn't play tested. So there's like some major bugs in it that just like totally put you out of bounds in the game.
I watched through Markiplier's whole playthrough, and it was full of glitches.
There's like one of the most major ones is like if you jump while like going into like Freddy, which is like one of the mechanics of the game, it just like crashes the game and you can just go wherever you want, sort of thing. And I've seen people do that one in like a couple of minutes. Like it's fast. But the first game, I don't actually know if there's a way to like glitch through that, right? I would feel that you would just have to wait it out, right? So
Think
it's,
so.
is it in minutes or hours?
It's in minutes, and I'm just noticing now that the top 38 people have the exact same time.
Oh,
And
so it's
I wonder
probably
if there's
like
like a
a,
reason behind that or.
it's probably everyone doing it exactly the same way. Let's go with 42 minutes and 13 seconds.
You're so close.
No.
45 minutes and 32 seconds.
You're kidding.
So close. The one at the top is set 2 years ago. I'm looking for the most recent one on this list. The most recent one was a day ago. Obviously, so they rank the older ones first, and then it goes down.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
There you go.
Next one is a game that I love, Breath of the Wild.
See, I started playing through Breath of the Wild on the Switch. I did not get all the way through it. Because I just like it was it's so long of a game
It's a
and it's
lot, yeah.
beautiful. It's a beautiful game, don't get me wrong. But I just couldn't get into it as much as like the old Zelda games.
I feel that, yeah.
But I do feel like I've heard of a glitch where like you climb the mountain in the very first like 2 minutes of the game and it like sent you to the end or something like that.
I'll give you a tip. I don't think that they allowed that glitch on this list. But it is in minutes. It's
It's in
not in hours.
minutes?
Yeah, it's just
Okay.
any percent.
Any percent? Maybe it's in the high minutes. It's gonna be something like Portal, where it's gonna be like 56 minutes and 41 seconds. Really?
Little less.
Lower?
Lower, yeah.
Is it like significantly lower? Am I like totally off?
I would say half it. Half
Really?
your idea.
Is it like 26 minutes and like 21 seconds?
I will honestly, I'll give you the point for this one because you're incredibly close. It's 24 minutes. 27 seconds is the record.
See, I feel like I'm in the ballpark
It
range. I'm
was
just
set.
not accurate.
It was set 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And it's I haven't actually like seen one, but I hear that they're very funny because people literally just make like a beeline for the boss. I'm glitching out
I feel
again
like,
a little bit. Can you hear me?
yeah. A little bit. Yeah, I can hear you though. I feel like I've seen a very similar thing with, I think it might be like Dark Souls that does a very similar thing where people just like beeline everything right to the boss. It's one of those style of games, either like Dark Souls or Skyrim or something like that, where they just like book it right to the end and just run past every single like thing they come across.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So then the last one, and the tab's taken a while to load, but I think I remember it. The last one will explain a text I sent you earlier. You were guessing the speed run for Little Big Planet.
Oh. See, can you hear me? It is one of my favorite games of all time. Yes, I can. I absolutely adore Little Big Planet. I used to play it all the time when I was younger, and it was like the only game I played on the PlayStation. I was pretty good at the game, but I was not really into gaming at the time. So I have no idea what it would be. Is it minutes?
It is minutes. And also, if it helps, it says any percent no overlord.
So I assume okay, the boss so or yeah. Yeah. The levels are like relatively short and not too complicated, so I feel like it's probably something like there's a lot of levels though. 34 minutes and 21 seconds.
So this one is a bit higher. It is 50 minutes and 22 seconds.
See, I'm just like, I gotta try Little Big Planet again and see if I can try and beat the world record, because I feel like I could do it in a shorter time. Yeah, I couldn't, but I could get that.
Yeah, what are you looking at this? Yeah. And it was set 3 days ago, actually.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
Shout out to someone from Australia. Got it. And yeah, that is the game. But I love speedruns, and IGN does like a series where it's like developers reacting to speedruns of their game. Oh. And it's so funny because you hear them just say like, we put like 2 weeks of work into this level and it took them like 5 seconds to go through it. I love it. And I guess that like, because developers play test their games a lot, they already know a lot of the speedrunning tricks. And so it's fun to hear them be like, I would do that every time. I would do this every time.
Right.
Yeah. A good time. And with that game, I think that is all the time that we have this week. Thank you so much coming on again, Steph.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And we will see everybody next week.